Come, let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Let every heart prepare.
Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church. We're glad you have joined us both in person and online this morning. Please stand as you are able for opening hymns. Before we do that, please be seated so we can light the Advent candle.
In days when God's people longed for peace, Isaiah declared, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has received her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins."
We who gather today also seek comfort in peace. Yet we are unsatisfied with ideas of peace that tell us to keep quiet and go with the flow. We long for real peace, true peace, just peace.
We wait as people who yearn for peace that bears the fruit of community, equity, and flourishing for all. We light these candles as signs of God's shocking hope and just peace. May they be beacons calling us to repent and to live the good news of Jesus Christ as we wait and watch and labor for the day when all people can gather together to worship and glorify God. Amen.
Nations and their Savior. Come and save us,
O Lord, our God.
Reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly. Come,
and teach us the way of prudence.
Israel, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens. Come and bring forth from prison the captive who sits in darkness and in the shadow of death. Of the light eternal and Son of justice. Come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Gentiles and the desired one, cornerstone that makes both one. Come and deliver us, whom you formed out of the dust of the earth.
Good morning. My name is Mr. Kevin. My name is Kevin McCluskey, the Director of Children and Youth Ministry. I've been direct Mr. Kevin all morning. This is Miss April.
Hi, April, Children's Ministries Coordinator.
And today we're coming to you not as Children and Youth Coordinators, but as co-directors of today's Christmas pageant, which we're really excited to bring to you. But first, I wanted to tell you a little bit about and thank you for the experience of yesterday's Christmas shop. Every year, well, actually, this is just our second year, that we have asked you to donate toys, which you did so generously. And this is us yesterday setting up the Christmas shop. And we invite families in need from our community to come come and pick out toys for their kids at no cost. And it was an amazing day. Our youth group ran the whole thing with some help from some parents. And we were able to serve over 60 families because of your generous donation of toys. So thank you so much. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay. Well, and all the youth were very busy yesterday because right after that, we had our final dress rehearsal for the pageant. Which we are very excited to bring you in just a little bit. And we did want to recognize all of the people that have worked behind the scenes. First people I want to thank are the parents who ran lines. So if you are a parent who helped run lines, please stand up and sing songs and have them in their car since November.
Yay! Yay. Thank you, parents. They're like co-directors as well.
Yes, definitely. You. Yeah, I had some parents say, I don't know how you get them to do that up there. And it wouldn't be possible with all the help behind the scenes. So we are so grateful to have an amazing tech crew here with Dave and Alexi, who gave up their time yesterday to run through things. We are so honored to have helping out in the nursery and helping with the children in activities, Miss Caitlin and Miss Oshadi. Of course, costumes from Miss Sandy, who always does a phenomenal job. So we need to give a round of applause to Miss Sandy. And then coming back this year to help with costumes and props is Miss Zuki, who came back with wonderful greetings from all the children. So we were delighted she could come back and help. So thank you. At the piano, we are delighted to have Jackie, who stepped in and did some of the vocal coaching as well. We have so much talent here at this church. And then up there, you see both in the choir and our co-choir directors, Heather and Mari, please stand up for all the work you all did. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. And of course, this script was written by Kevin. It's brilliant, it's wonderful, it's funny, and the kids love it, and as do I. So thank you so much for that.
So we will offer a prayer, and it's kind of the prayer we just had with the cast and choir members and crew surrounded. So join me as we pray for this service. God, we do this because we love you. You are so good to us every single day, whether we recognize it or not. And we put on these pageants because we love these kids. We want them to grow up loving this church, loving the church family, and also knowing how loved they are by you. We acknowledge each of these children and their gifts and their talents, some of which they are offering us today and some that we will see in the future. And that you have brought them into this world to bring light and to bring life and joy. And we pray that this experience would give them the hope and the desire to do that in their lives in the future. And we pray all this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
I did forget one thing. So okay. Before we pass the piece, I wanted to say that all of the choreography that you will see today is done by one of our young people. George McInoy did all of the choreography for all of the songs.
That's right.
Yay, so I just George. Wanted to give a shout out because it's amazing. I didn't want to miss
That's great. And now we get to enjoy a baptism of one of our members.
So if the Golightly family would make their way down. He woke up. No, Oliver, you're going to have to help me in a bit, okay? You're going to have to pick out a shell for you and for your brother in a minute, okay? Deal? Okay. So this is Norman and Yulia Golightly, and we are baptizing August Alexander today. And Pastor Bridie is going to start us off by asking questions.
We have a few simple questions for you. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
We do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
We do.
Do you confess your Confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. And will you nurture this beautiful child, these beautiful children, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. All right. We do.
Okay. All right. Please pray with me. Loving God, pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and he who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. Amen.
Hi. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop something. August Alexander, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God fill you with grace and love this day. Amen. And let's walk up and see the newest preparatory member of Hollywood United Methodist Church. Let us pray. Gracious God, we're grateful to you this day for the baptism of Augie and for his brother Oliver and for the Golightly family. We simply ask that your blessings of love and peace continue to be with them. We pray this in the name of Jesus our Christ. Amen. All right, Oliver, you want to get a shell? One for you and one for your brother? And while Oliver is doing that, I invite you to stand and greet one another with the peace of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Peace of the Lord be with you. Let's give some peace to those beautiful people in the balcony and all our friends watching online. We love you. We're so glad you're worshiping with us this Advent season. We are indeed blessed today by the presence of our families, baptism, and in being here with one another. And so I invite you to join me now for this special part of our service that we do every single week. And take a deep breath. Let it out. And center ourselves to enter into a period of prayer together, led there by our choir.
Knowing, little knowing, rest my bed.
Holy One, indeed we give thanks this morning for precious infants and their journey into faith and this world, for our children, for their passion, for their joy, for the laughter and message that they will bring us, and for this community that we create together, where all can feel the ability to call it home, to find love and a space for themselves just as they are, love the way that God has made them and invited them into this space. The season of Advent, we join with hundreds of millions around the world in a time of preparation and waiting for your Son, for the remembrance of his birth and the invitation to change into a world of love that it extended. Give us courage, God, to face the difficult tasks that accompany that beautiful celebration, to say yes to the call you place on us. We confess that when the call comes home, like Joseph, we are not always ready for us to play our part, to do the work that you have put before us. In those moments, fill us with your Holy Spirit and extend your grace to us. Help us to move past our fears and our doubts and ourselves into a future with you, emboldened by your love and your desire for a world where all of God are cherished and protected. God, be with those this morning who have lost hope, who are suffering in the face of trauma and uncertainty, who have been denied a simple path to joy because of life experiences that can create fissures in our wellness. Holy One, bring healing to the broken places and light to the darkness within and joy to the aching heart. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. May war cease. May all children be returned to their mothers and the communities who love them. We pray for safety for all and a restoration of your peace. We offer the same prayers for our communities here in the City of Angels, torn by poverty and broken by greed. We pray for a repair to the brokenness. May all who are unsheltered be housed. May our priorities shift to understand the wellness of the city lies and how we care for each other. May we truly prepare a kingdom for the Prince of Peace who comes, an earthly kingdom that reflects his love and grace. We have so many prayers on our hearts and minds, and now we offer them to you in a moment of silence. You are the God who knows all things, who loves all that we are, who hears the heart of our prayers before we have the words to give it. And so we offer these up to you now. We thank you for the joy in our lives, and we pray for healing for all those who are sick or recovering. In the season of peace and holiday, we remember those that we have lost, and we ask that you ease the grieving heart. We know that we are never alone, that indeed your Son has blessed us with his life, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. And now we offer you the prayer that he taught us so that we might remember that we are never far from you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
All right. Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm sorry, what? Oh, there we go. There we go. Hello. Hey, you are here on what I like to call the cutest Sunday of the year. Kids and youth department have really been working on this for a whole month really hard, so we're excited to share it with you today. Quickly, before I forget, let's all check in, shall we? Get out your phones. This is the phone portion of the service. Go ahead and scan that, and if you have any prayer requests, please put those in. There's a space for prayer requests. Put them in there. We get those every Monday and share them with the pastoral staff. Today, after church, I'm looking around. Do I see Ruth? We have Ruth. Maybe she's coming later. We have a small group, her small group planned for 12:15 at Grant Hall. So find me if you're a part of that small group, and we'll talk about it. All right, Advent devotionals. Those are on all our social media sites, as well as on our website. So please, if you would, you can actually go on the site and see a couple in advance. But all of these have been written by our congregational members, some pastoral staff, and as well some of our members from Harmony. So please enjoy those this year, all the way up through Christmas Day. On December 17th, next week, we have our big musical Sunday, and John just told me there'll be horns, there'll be bells, so come prepared for some singing. And then Christmas Eve, just to keep this in mind, it is on a Sunday, so we have three Christmas Eve worship services. Of course, in the morning at 11 a.m., we'll be doing carols and lessons, and then we have our 5 o'clock family Christmas Eve candlelight service, as well as our 10:30, which is our big one with the choir, and of course it ends at midnight with candles. So it's some of the most beautiful times of the year here. Christmas Day, we'll be helping Temple Israel serve Christmas dinner to over 1,000 people in our gym. So if you'd like to volunteer, don't have the QR code here, but they're on both welcome tables. So you can scan that and it takes you to the Temple Israel website of Hollywood, and they will schedule you. There's I think they're 3 or 4 hour shifts, but it's such a blessing to be here on Christmas Day and sharing the spirit of Christmas with everyone. After that, we're taking the week off, kind of, sort of, we will be back. And just to make sure you know this, on New Year's Eve, I know it's hard to believe, but that's only three weeks away, but we'll be here back at 11 a.m. on New Year's Eve. So hopefully you can join us for all the way up to the end of the year. You know, all that we do here is made possible by you with your prayers, your service, and your gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up the QR code for online giving, please give as you're able so we can continue to do ministry here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you. Thank you.
A reading from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. Holy wisdom, holy words. Thanks be to God.
Where is she?
I don't know.
This is the story of the birth of Jesus, the little baby born to save us.
The story you'll hear comes straight from the good book, as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.
And what about the Gospel of John and Mark, you ask? Well, they were lazy, not up for the task.
In the days of old, the priests would gather and pray. For days upon days in the temple, they would stay.
I've heard my people cry, all who dwell
The priests cast lots to see whom God would pick to go into the temple and burn incense and sit.
I could never be a priest. Incense makes me gag.
When the time of casting, lots was through.
Zechariah, it looks like today God has chosen you.
I am happy this day to serve the Lord. I am a priest, and that is what I am for.
Wow, poor guy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He just had another birthday.
Yeah, you know, he's getting old. Still, no children.
Oh, sorry.
You know, his wife Elizabeth is barren.
Yeah. What does that mean?
She can't have babies.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. You know, I've heard Zechariah praying in the temple for hours and hours that God would give him a baby.
Hasn't worked yet.
Got that right.
I really should reinstate the vow of silence. You, kneel at the portico. You, by the fountain. Why do I always have to separate you two?
Well, Zechariah was in the temple burning incense. Stop that.
I can't. It's called a gag reflex. It kind of just happens.
While Zechariah was in the temple burning incense and in prayer, an angel of the Lord suddenly was there. I said, an angel of the Lord suddenly was there.
Benji, you're on.
Sorry. Made it! Zechariah, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And he'll be called a Baptist. Probably should think of getting a new PR firm.
Don't interrupt the angel.
I'm just saying, guys should know what's in store for his son.
As I was saying, he will go, turning the hearts of the fathers to their children, to the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
How can I be sure of this? I mean, I'm no man, and my wife...
Don't go there, dude.
My wife, she's well along in years.
Oh man, now you did it.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God to deliver you this good news. And now, you will be silent, not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words.
While Zechariah was in the temple, the priest continued to wait. Zechariah was gone, and they didn't know his fate.
What's taking him so long?
There he is.
You were in there for a long time. What happened?
The boss asked you a question.
Out of Mesoter, trust me.
Oh, I love this game. Okay, wait. Is it a bird? It's a bird, right? Okay, how many words? You gotta tell us how many words.
Stop. He has seen an angel of the Lord.
Oh, and then the angel took away your voice? I love this game. Can I go next?
6 months later, in a little town called Nazareth, was a young woman named Mary who was engaged to Joseph.
Only a few more weeks until our wedding. Are you excited?
Very much, and only a little nervous.
I will be a good husband to you.
I have no doubt.
Bye.
Goodbye, Joseph.
Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with news about the child she would carry.
Made it. Greetings, you who have found favor with God. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be a joy and delight to you, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
How can this be? I'm only a young girl and I'm not married.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. So the Holy One will be called the Son of God. Even your relative, Elizabeth, is going to have a child in her old age, and was said to be barren, is now in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
The whole town discovered Mary was with child.
And they were like, uh-oh, Mary's a little bit wild.
Hey!
And as for Joseph, who was pledged to be with Mary, probably thought she was unfaithful and unfit to marry.
Joseph, being a good man, did not want to embarrass Mary, so he quietly broke off the engagement in a hurry.
But then, suddenly one night...
Oh, I know. Let me. An angel of the Lord appeared. Am I right? I'm sensing a theme.
But then, suddenly one night, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. He told him that Mary's pregnancy was more than it seemed.
Called it.
Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins.
When Joseph awoke, he remembered the message from the Lord, and he took Mary, knowing all that was in store.
Mary traveled to see her cousin Elizabeth in a nearby city, to see if she was with child, as was the prophecy.
Elizabeth! Marry my cousin Mary. It is true. You are with child, even though you're so old.
Hey!
Sorry. I feel so lucky that the mother of the Lord... When you came in here and greeted me, the baby in my womb leapt for joy.
No way!
Seriously, you are blessed, Mary, among all women, and you will be called holy, and the baby in your womb will also be blessed.
The Lord has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
I feel so lucky that the mother of the Lord has come to visit me. You are blessed because you have believed in what the Lord has said will actually happen.
My soul is happy in the Lord. From now on, everyone shall call me blessed.
Following the direction that the angel had told, Joseph took Mary for his wife to have and to hold.
The time of Elizabeth's pregnancy was finally done, and after a moment, she delivered a son.
We've heard the baby has arrived.
Yes, it is a boy. We are so happy for you.
All right, he isn't deaf. He just can't speak.
Wow, 9 months since he last spoke. Should've listened to that angel.
Hey, I bet you're gonna name the baby Zechariah?
After his father, right?
Yes. It's a good name.
No.
Oh.
No, his name will be John.
John? But there's no one in either of your families named John.
What would you like to name your child?
His name is John.
What? Zechariah, are you okay?
Praise be the Lord, the God of Israel.
He can talk.
His voice.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
He has come and redeemed his people. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord, preparing the way for the giving them the knowledge of salvation through the sins because of the tender mercy of our God.
So God chose Elizabeth and her cousin Mary to bring about his plans, though for these women, kind of scary. You'd think to be the moms of such men as these, Jesus the Christ and John the Baptist a breeze? I think not, but they gave it a shot and they gave it all they got. For humankind, it sure meant a lot. They loved them,
raised them, nurtured them, and praised them.
These men were sent out in the world to make straight what was bent.
One, John the Baptist, prepared the way for the other, proclaiming into the desert, repent of your sins to one another.
In the river Jordan, and he baptized his cousin, and God did proclaim, this is my son who I have chosen.
And from that day on, Jesus went out to teach, listen all with ears, it's the good news that I preach.
Turn the other cheek, blessed are the meek. What you sow comes from what you reap. Love God, love each other. That poor man on the street, that is your neighbor.
So in this Christmas tide, among your singing and caroling, never forget the story was started by two women.
Elizabeth and Mary, faithful and fearless, never for a moment choosing to be selfish.
In times like we find ourselves living today, let's try to be like these moms each and every day.
So in this Christmas tide, as we
jingle bell, jingle all the way,
hey!
Let's strive to be like these women each and every day.
On earth and let it begin with me.
guys, everyone can be seated. You guys were awesome. Awesome. So thank you for working so hard for so long. It was really meaningful. And thank you, Mr. Kevin, that you outdid yourself this year. All right, so we'll take pictures later, but y'all can come on down. Or not, but we are going to have a closing hymn. So if you would now stand for our closing hymn. Postlude, if you would like to receive communion, please make your way down to these first couple of rows, and Pastor Bridie will be offering a time of communion for you, and you can also kneel at the prayer rails. There will be fellowship in the courtyard outside, and so please congratulate all of these wonderful children and all of the adults who lead them so well, because we're so proud of all of you. And now go forth this day with the love of Christ in your heart, remembering wonderful women, and as our youth told us, striving to be like them. Go forth in peace to love and serve the world. Amen.